Well, Patsy, countdown is on to the National Senior and Junior Cross Country Championships, and I dare say everybody's keeping an eye on the weather forecast after what has been a very wet week in advance of the event.
Exactly, hey, Chris, you know, and that's something that athletes kind of keep an eye out for in the days before an event like this. And obviously the rain has been an issue, and seemingly an aspect of the course will be very, very wet. So we just invite athletes, 15 millimeter spikes, and then just dig in, as the man says, the same for everybody. And so and here we go, you know, it would be much, much more pleasant, obviously, if conditions were mature cross-country, and, you know, just the discussion ends once you get there, you know.
Yep. So what are the expectations from a Northwest perspective?
Well, the expectations are pretty strong, you know, and particularly in my opinion, at the upper end, at the senior and junior and on-23 end, there's possibility for stories in each one of them. For example, that this race is indeed a trial for the European Cross Country Championships in Brussels next month. The Letterkenny team and the senior women's, well, they were only beaten by a point last year. Unfortunately, they don't have Anne-Marie, and that's going to be a bit of a blow to them, but Claire McGuigan comes in there. I expect them to be in the medals, but whether or not they can take it or not, that's another day's work. But look, there'll be some excitement there. There's a strong team, let's say that, first of all. So let's see how that goes. And then in the under-23 men's, well, obviously Sean McGinley will take the attention. You know, he's running well. He's run continually well through this season. And, you know, he should, indeed should, make that under-23 team, should make the top three. And then we've got, in the junior men under-20, we've got two interesting situations. We've got Liam McKay of Finn Valley, who I expect, possibly, yes, can make the team. He's an under-19 track champion from the summer months, and he's been running well. And he signed a contract with Providence University in Rhode Island just a couple of weeks ago for a scholarship to go there. So, you know, he's running well. So there's him in the under-20s. And then there's Keenan McFadden. Now, he's under 18, you know, and he's running in the under-20s. That's a combined race. It would be a lot to expect him to step up to make the team. But we'll just see how it goes, you know. I mean, he's very young. He's very young yet, and it would be unreasonable to expect him. But look, I don't know what's in his head. I don't know how well he's going, but he'll need to really, really, really step it up to make that junior team. It would be an unbelievable achievement were he to do that through the ages. So that's something for the Cranford athlete there. And have we anything else? Yes, Amy Green, she's in the under-20 women. She's been running, she's been winning, and she's been showing great form. And she ran in the university relays recently at Maynooth University, and she ran well. So we're kind of keeping our fingers crossed for her as well. It'd be lovely if she were to make an Irish team for the European cross countries, because she's an athlete who, since her young days in the Rosses, that she's been, you know, she was a great young athlete. She kind of went off the boil a wee bit then for a year or two, but she's back now as better than ever. Underage, Chris, I have formed the opinion, rightly or wrongly, and tomorrow we'll tell the story. I don't think their standard, although they did dominate Ulster, Finn Valley have been completely dominant at Ulster level, and there have been good other results in the league all clubs like the Rosses and so on, Letterkenny. We'll have to just wait and see.
And finally, Patsy, Garron, the venue there in Kilkenny, there's a famous race course there as well. The actual course, do you know much about it? Is it fairly undulating? What type of course is it?
No, all of me know it's not the race course number one. As I have memories of having ran on the race course myself, believe it or not. Many, many, many years ago, Danny McDade had a battle with all Army across country championships. Danny had a great battle with Sean O'Sullivan of Limerick. Sean Sullivan won it. Danny was second back in the days when we all ran Army Athletics. So, but it's across the road. It's level enough, yes, but it's going to be a tough one, simply because of the weather, and that's the key. And it is up and down. It is undulating. So it's going to challenge. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be, you know, when you talk about a challenge, Chris, you know, it's just not a physical challenge, these situations. You know, you're on the side of a wee hill as well and stuff. So it's a mental challenge, you know. It depends how, like, these young athletes deal with the mental challenge. I said this at their training on Tuesday or Thursday night. You know, there's two things. You've got to keep going in this game. You know, you've got to be fit. You've got to be physically fit, but you've got to be mentally strong. So conditions, let's see how they deal with the conditions. And, you know, they've been very lucky this winter so far. The conditions have been reasonably good. So this will test them.